Hello, Saints. So today I want to talk about a topic called the deceitfulness of riches. And I'll start in Mark 4, 18 to 19. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. So we know that the riches of this world are always fading, being corrupted, returning to dust, becoming outdated, whatever it might be. They won't endure the fire of God that's coming. 1 Corinthians 3:13. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Regardless, most people drunk on the pleasure of prestige and riches seek after them with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. What comes to mind is the many snares the Lord rains upon the wicked, who love the corruptible pleasures more than the incorruptible God. Psalm 11:6-7. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness, his countenance doth behold the upright. This deceit catches those who desire it, those who long for it, because God is not in all their thoughts. They create a false reality in their minds, strength in numbers, strength in their own fleshly pursuits, which will come to naught. 1 Samuel 2:7-9. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. This false reality designed by the god of this world is what the vast majority of the populace is entangled in. We saints, set free from Satan's trap, are to keep ourselves from the net of the wicked by using the Word of God as our lamp. 2 Timothy 2 verse 4. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Proverbs 6:23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. If you love the Word of God, who is Jesus Christ in John 1, he will keep you from the paths of the wicked, who are deceived and being deceived unto eternal damnation. 2 Timothy 3:12-13. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Therefore leave off that one thing you lack, and follow after the shepherd of your soul, keeping you from the hurtful lusts of riches unto everlasting life. 1 Timothy 6 verse 9. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. And finally, Mark 10:17-23, the rich young ruler. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running, and kneeled to him, and asked him, Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about, and saith unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? So that was my short study on the deceitfulness of riches. Yep, they're all fading. They're all fading into dust. This is all going to be burned up. Are you living for the eternal eternal or the temporary? Do you have your riches stored up in heaven or here on the earth? And just as the Lord told the rich man in the parable, I believe it's in Luke 16. Let me look it up real quick. I don't want to be wrong here. He said, "Thou fool." I know that. Let's see. Luke 12. "But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided?" Are you storing up riches in this life, neighbor, that are just going to be burned up, that are temporary? Are you storing up riches for the eternal things? Are you living for the kingdom to come? Are you suffering persecution for Christ? Are you living the life the Lord wants you to live now? Are you living for the kingdom of God now? Or are you trying to still hold on to these temporary things? The deceitfulness of riches. And it also talks about the deceitfulness of sin in other places. Don't be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin and riches. Follow after Christ. Crucify the flesh. Lose your old life. Become a new creature in Christ. And find everlasting life through him. So I encourage you, seek him while he may be found. And his kingdom is not of this world. The God of this world has set up these systems to keep you trapped, to keep you in the web of wicked men. But come out from among them, the Lord says, and be ye separate. So I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And God be praised.